Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Saul, do you have an enemy?
No, I don't have an enemy. Not that I know of. No.
Let me try to think. Who, you know, you guys always have pod wars.
Caesar hasn't been to the show, so they're good.
So who do you guys regard as an adversary in your pod space?
Ah, no El one. Tito. Man. There was a little thing with El Tito, but when I see El Tito, he's friendly to me. There was a little thing between him and Mac, but it didn't get serious. I wouldn't say he's an enemy or arch nemesis. No.
Okay. So let me finish you this way then. If I came to you and I gave you a cake, you dig into his cake, but then as you start eating it, I go, hey, by the way, El Tito sent that cake. Now you may start to think twice and be like, hey, what's going on here? Is it a poison chalice or what, right?
Yeah, because I wouldn't necessarily expect a gift from him.
100%. So AfriForum, you know the story about the ambassador Rasool who got expelled, persona non grata, came back to South Africa 4 days ago, still hasn't submitted a report about what's going on, but has been doing interviews ad nauseum. That's a story for another day. Anyway, what it means is that there's a vacancy now. We don't have an ambassador and the president needs to appoint somebody else. AfriForum, would you believe, have recommended that the president perhaps send Lindiwe Sisulu.
Is it AfriForum or Dennis Bloom's guys?
No, it was
AfriForum.
Activists
and Citizens Forum.
It was AfriForum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, you know, Lindiwe Sisulu is perhaps not the wrong person for this, right? But if you're also being honest, Lindiwe Sisulu doesn't enjoy a good relationship with the current administration. And if you look at how tense things are between South Africa and the U.S., anybody that we send there is likely to fail. And so I can see why even the presidency, you're like, okay, fine, go there. Go try your thing and see what happens. Because if you fail, it's on you. But also, the ANC is headed towards a conference in the next 2.5 years. And I don't know if Lindiwe Sisulu would like to compete, maybe, or contest for power. But if she's an ambassador in the U.S., she won't be able to do any of that. Because she won't be able to be on the ground. She won't be able to mobilize branches. It's really, it's a heavy win for the presidency if they do this. The question is, if you are Lindiwe Sisulu, do you then accept?
It's a difficult one, purely because, as we said yesterday, Trump is a bit of a volatile human being. But also the fact that he is, what's the word I'm looking for? He doesn't really like women very much. So
Misogynist,
that's the word. So when you look at that, you are the wrong race, first and foremost. You're female, secondly. Mm-hmm. Yes, you might have the experience, especially on an international platform. But in this particular one, as you say, it's a bit of a poison chalice. So why is it that you would want to go into something where not only would you possibly be booted out within the first 6 months, you'd probably be embarrassed on a global extent?
Interesting that you should say that, because the DA has fielded Tony Leon.
Oh, no.
They're saying, send Tony Leon. Now, you know, he ticks the boxes. One, he's not a woman in poor, and he's white.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is his politics are kind of aligned to what these guys are all about.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets there, I am not certain that he'll be singing from the same hymn book that our government sings from. I'm also not certain that he would do us any favors. Because you remember before the elections, these are the same people that wrote to the U.S., the DA, I mean, speaking about they don't believe that these elections are going to be free and fair. The U.S. must send some people to oversee the elections. So I don't know, man. I don't trust the DA to represent the country in any way.
Personally, I don't trust Tony Leon, but on paper, I do trust him. I mean, he was in Argentina, in Paraguay, I think Uruguay as well, as an ambassador. And he quite gets it that there's no flexibility in being a diplomat. You can't get there. And that's why our government tends to send diplomats, not necessarily only from the ANC.
Yes.
Tony Leon is a good example of that, because you don't put your party politics before or over and above the national interest of the country.
Yeah, but Paraguay, who cares about Paraguay?
I was going to say
they put him in, in an inconsequential.
No.
Hey, no. Facts are facts, Maggie.
No, but diplomats are diplomats.
Yeah. Fundo, Iman,
no,
Fundo. I know you're going to say this. And again, on paper, diplomats are diplomats.
Yes. Yeah.
But if we send you to Chile and somebody goes to the US, I find Leonto.
I agree with you.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on.
No, but if you have the skill to negotiate and understand that you need a specific temperament when you're dealing with any kind of individual. For them, a diplomat is a diplomat. I think he's got
the people you're dealing with are inconsequential when you stationed in Paraguay.
No, but nevertheless, if you've got the experience as a diplomat, it would be fine. And Ibrahim Rasool actually warned against being very simplistic in our approach when deciding who, or when the president decides who should replace him, that it shouldn't necessarily be about race, where we go, it must be a white person given the dynamics currently in America. But it should be somebody, I suppose, who has the experience. We've all been saying we need somebody who just resorts to diplomacy. So
Ibrahim Rasool's the last one to talk again. He doesn't know what it takes. He failed dismally. Yeah. So that's
not that rude. But I'm just saying, he said, let's not be simplistic. You
outside
know.
Outside of that, would you not say that this is a perfect opportunity for the DA? Because you, as Caesar says, I do feel as though they are very much aware of just how powerful this position has suddenly become.
Yes.
And they will use this to their advantage.
And I also disagree with you, Vundo, when you say experience is experience. But carry on.
Yeah. Okay. So if you are the DA and you can see that we are finding ourselves now needing to pander to the US, whether we like it or not. And if you succeed, the DA is going to use that as a most powerful leg to stand on come elections. They are very much aware. This has become one of the most powerful positions in this country.
Yeah. Bias, boy, what they want to do. They want to cozy up to the US. Even those guys that are calling for Cape independence, we're talking about they're going to go to the US and meet. Now, back to you, Mpundo, right? Mm. Somebody who reads news on some community station. Are you telling me that that person is the same as you?
Okay, I take it back.
Exactly.
The minute you wanted to challenge me, it's not based on the example you made.
Yeah.
I realized that if difficult situations have not presented themselves in a country that you've been deployed to, then we wouldn't really know how you would handle difficult situations, granted. So I suppose experience is not experience, but nevertheless, it's no fault of theirs if they never had to deal with a difficult situation. So I'm just saying, let's just be fair, though. He is somewhat experienced, even in as much as he wouldn't have dealt with a situation such as the one that has presented itself in the form of Donald Trump. But many people haven't had that experience nevertheless. Whether it's Elindiwe Sisulu, it's Elindiwe Zulu as well, she's been in exile, many would have not dealt with such a situation. But you're going to go on a track record of how they've conducted themselves over the years, thinking that they, whatever they do, the fallback would be diplomacy.
There's a saying, calm seas never made a skilled sailor.
True.
What are your thoughts? Give us a shout, 086-000-00959. Who do you think we should send? I know people are going to turn around and say Naledi Pandor now. No.
Well, I'll take it, but I'll be cautious. You know, for me, it will be like they'll be sitting up for failure. But, you know, she's a struggle icon. She's been around. So for me, I won't have a problem with her accepting the job.
Yeah. If we're being honest, she's perhaps too radical for this position also. She's likely to take the same stance that Rasool took. And I don't know how well that'll work out.
You know why AfriForum suggested Dindiwe? It's because they know that Dindiwe is not in good terms with Cyril Ramaphosa. But it's not that they care now that Rasool has been fired or chased away from the US. It's because they know that she's not in good terms with Cyril Ramaphosa, which obviously some of the things she did against Ramaphosa.
I agree. They obviously, I wouldn't say driving a wedge between the two, but they're puppeteering and they're pulling strings because they know the kind of discourse that they're trying to, and the discontent they're trying to sow within the ANC. You see?
Mina, all I see manje, yabona la emhlabeni sibukela enye game show bathi how to lose a billion. Idlala ilubaba bathu Elon Musk. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. Mina was hoping that they send a white supremacist njengo 10 million. Asiboneni ke, sibonele game ukuthi umdlali wayo uya ngakuphi. Asiboneni. Azish.
The thing with that is that person is not going to represent us well. That's also important.
Personally, I honestly think that Umamu Phumzile Mlambo Ngcuka would be perfect. Perfect.
I can tell you, Gayana, she would never do it. Never, ever, ever. I'm not going to put my good reputation on the line on this nonsense. Never. Only desperate people will take this. People who've got no post, no jobs, you know. Because obviously you earn a living. Obviously you go and live in the US. All of those things. Never, ever. We've got a couple of tweets. Bundles Kanga says, well, firstly, there's no Africa desk within the Trump administration. They don't care for the continent as a whole. And we found out, we found no audience. Emissaries could be appointed to continue to engage Congress and senators, but there's no need to rush in appointing an ambassador, right? Also a good point, because really, even our ambassador, Rasool, had not met the Trump administration. He was just sitting there aimlessly, but he had no connections with them, and that's why I think he got frustrated and spoke out of turn. Somebody else said, and this is pretty funny, they said, we must send Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, Lindi Mazibuko, Opanyaza Lesufi. And it's funny because my player also said Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. Ideologically, I mean, I'm sure he can speak for himself, but I don't think he'd take that up. He's actually just on moral. I don't even think he regards Donald Trump as a legitimate president. But I don't know. Like I said, he'll speak for himself.
And it does come from the party that in America, they say, oh, this is the party calling for white genocide.
Yes.
So also, that's not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should get a female in that role, mainly because females have a delicate touch. So someone like Eleanor Sisulu or Hope Barbara. I think females is what we should look into.
But as Mpo mentioned, Donald Trump typically does not respect women. So, I don't know if that'll work out.
He's a skilled negotiator. He's a diplomat. He can unite. Let's send him. He can run the country in a Zoom or in a Teams.
Yes, guys. I'm going to serious.
All right, we know attitude that guy got Trump. Let me say blacks. Yes, Obama. As for Tony, we can opt somebody else, not Tony, because of he's going to sell us west that side. I mean, these people are buyers, so we should co-opt somebody. We can opt somebody. We should look within. Not these two.
Okay. Well, let us know. Keep fielding the names.
Mina, I feel like it's Mabasendo Umalusi Kigaba. I actually don't know why. He must just go. Because Nalana, I don't see what he's doing. Does he have a position or whatever? Let's just send him. He'll do good thing. He has nothing left in South Africa or in the ANC, I think. Bye.
Have you noticed why they always send people that are post their political career for ambassadorships?
Nah.
It's because when you're still active as a politician, you don't want to waste your good years just basking somewhere, doing nothing. Mm. Politics is about the advancement. Well, it shouldn't be, but it is about the advancement of one's views and one's career. And when you go off to a foreign country, you're not able to do any of that. In fact, you're just out of play. So I don't think Melusi Kikaba would accept that either.
One thing for sure, Exosome is not doing out of the best of their hearts. I think it's something they want to sort of gain. Call into my pay's wife, and you know, you don't just do it out of the goodness of your heart, thinking this person is capable of the job. I think either they want to, they're suggesting her so that Bamususa Ngapa, in case of the next local elections, maybe that my head member would say at least a woman would do better. So they're trying to secure that. And I'm born in savings, guys. I was thinking about the Tatumutumunan. Like, we understand experience is experience, but at the end of the day, nobody gets experience. I was along in experience. You obtain it. And I think right now, we need somebody who's young, who's willing to learn the politics, international politics, and how they operate. So, I'd rather have them send up a young person.
Okay. Let's see if that'll work out.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.